Om Shanti. Good morning. Today you get two for the price of one. So we have Sister Rajni here, and we're going to experiment with something. Today is your, well, last but one meditation. And you've all become experts now, right? You all know exactly what to do. True or not? So now you can go away and tell someone else how the Brahma Kumaris do Raj Yoga meditation, correct? Yes? I'm not seeing everybody going yes. Yes? Well, you don't have to say it if you feel we didn't teach you properly. That's okay. But hopefully, you at least understood that for us, meditation, yoga, is the same thing, different words for the same practice. But today I want to also introduce one other word, and maybe somebody's mentioned it already. But meditation for me nowadays means remembrance. Did you hear that already? Remembering of who you are, remembering of what you are, remembering of who it is that we belong to, and remembering also the experience of what it is like to be in the company of the Divine, in the presence of the Divine, because the memory of all of that is instilled within the soul, because that's been part of our experience in the past. With time we forget it, and now once again we are reminded. This atmosphere reminds us, this company reminds us, this understanding brings us back to that awareness. But I think what is also important is just to kind of go away from all these other external aspects that keep us so caught, to have certain steps that we can follow to be able to get to that place of remembrance. To be conscious of the atmosphere, to be conscious of the energy that we are part of, to be conscious of the vibration that already exists inside of us, but to use these certain steps. And I use maybe about 4 steps for my own meditation. Every time I use these steps. One is to be an observer. You know, it's what mindfulness is really part of, that to be able to watch what's happening around you as if it's something outside of yourself, including what happens inside you. But let's just say when you're sitting in meditation, the first step is to be an observer. And what that leads to, it creates a separation between yourself and what you see outside of you, or what is outside of you. We see things outside of ourselves and we get reactive, or we don't like it, so we have feelings and emotions and all of that. But if I think of that something outside of me, and separate myself as a second step, then that separation creates a clarity inside of me. That clarity then allows me to go above. Separation is just this way, above is here. When you're above something, you can have a full perspective. And having been there up above, you can learn to go beyond as well. And going beyond means going beyond the physical dimension. And part of the practice of meditation is that when you are going beyond, actually, this space, this distance, this way of seeing everything below you allows you to also connect with the Divine. The soul is a spiritual energy, and anything that's subtle and spiritual automatically moves upwards and beyond. And therefore our feelings, our emotions also become much lighter and easier, and we remain less caught in the things that are physical. When our emotions are affected by that which is physical and gross, then also we remain here. We remain dense. We remain caught up. We remain in a state of pain and sorrow and suffering because we feel helpless in our ability to transform what's happening around us. And so these are four very simple steps that I keep in mind. And then finally, of course, when you're beyond, you make a connection with the divine. So let's experiment with that. This is Sister Rajni, who's been meditating for 45, nearly 50 years. And she is, in fact, the coordinator of the Brahma Kumaris activities in Japan and the Philippines. And we happen to be here together. So she's going to share with you drishti. And what I'd like you to, I'll speak out the words that I would speak when I'm meditating again, commentary. And I've asked the brothers here not to play any music, because I'm sure that by the time you go from here, you'll become such experts that you won't need any of these external supports. Because ultimately, we should be able to meditate anywhere, anytime, any place, without any external supports. Because we're only remembering. We're only remembering who we are. You can remember for 5 minutes, you can remember 2 minutes, you can remember for a few seconds who you are. And you're not suddenly going to go, okay, lights out, red lights, comfy seat, put the music on, and only then I can meditate. Mm-mm. So we are going to practice complete silence between now and 8 o'clock. So there will be no music, and okay, the lights are there, we don't have to have the red lights, but we'll have them because we have the opportunity to have them. And I'll speak out some thoughts, and while I'm doing that, I'd like you to take drishti from Sister Rajni. That means, you know, rest your eyes, and again remember, it's just resting your eyes, just giving yourself a place to focus. But also know that when you're doing that, there is an exchange of vibration that's taking place so unconsciously and so subtly. And Sister Rajni is not kind of going right, you know, she's deliberately, she's just in a soul conscious state. She's remembering Baba, remembering God, and in doing so, she's creating this incredible energy inside of her own self. And you know, you can imagine when you're sitting up here and you know that there's 100 pairs of eyes looking at you, you're quite conscious of making sure that you are concentrated and focused. But also, when you sit up here, it really comes as a gift. And so she's really like an instrument. So I suggest you do that, and then I'll speak out some thoughts. We'll go on a little journey, and then we'll just have silence. And again, I also do want you to sense the energy that we create in this room together. And use that energy also to take you beyond, to take you beyond this space at the same time. Is that okay? So just sit comfortably, relaxed and alert. Spine straight and erect, if possible, because energy flows through our spine and in our body, which allows our mind to relax and stay at ease and in comfort. Be mindful of your breath. As you take a deep breath, observe, let your mind, your thoughts follow your breath. As you inhale through your nostrils, down your throat and chest, and into your stomach. And as you exhale, feel the breath come up. Long, deep breath. As you continue to observe your breath, sense the sense of calmness. Sense the harmony with this incredible ease that your body functions. It holds you. It holds the spirit. But it's the spirit that gives life and energy to this body. Observe the rise and fall of your stomach as you inhale and exhale. Notice our vibration change just with this conscious breathing. But I'd like you now to think about breathing in peace as you observe your breath, and breathe out peace. The energy of peace, the vibration of peace as harmony. And notice your entire body become full of this beautiful energy of peace. And in this peace, you're able to let go and release. Release yourself, your mind, your consciousness from the hold that the body has on you. And rest your eyes inside, rest your vision and your focus at the center of your forehead, internally, as you focus your attention at the center of the forehead, become aware of yourself as this living, thinking, conscient energy pulsating from this very tiny, tiny point of light. I am this light. I am this spark of energy concentrated at the center of the forehead. But I become aware of the energy of I, this living being, radiating far beyond the container of this body. This body is a container, but this energy that I am, in the form of my thoughts and my feelings, my vibration, my attitude, cannot be contained by this limited capacity of the body. I am this soft, subtle, deep, and profound energy of peace. and contained within I, this living being, is a feeling also of the beauty of who I am. The beauty of the light that I am. A light so translucent, almost as if I can move as this light. And the more my consciousness becomes absorbed in this awareness of myself as light, a ball of light, the energy of light, I no longer keep myself contained in this body and by this body. It's as if the body dissolves and I am simply the being of light. I can move as this light. I can fly as this light. I carry with myself my thoughts, my mindsets, and my awareness, and allow myself the permission to be peace, be love, absolutely in alignment with everything that's around me. And in this observing, I am love. Everything is just, perfect, the way it's meant to be. And a sense of joy overwhelms me. The joy of freedom. The joy of being who I truly am. Love, light, peace. And this energy of eternity. I exist. I exist. I always exist. Free. Free from the gravity of matter and pull of matter. And I find myself beyond. Beyond this world of limitations, in a place that I recognize, surrounded by peace, surrounded by light. I know this place. I know this home of light. This is where I belong. I have been searching for this home of light. I sense only light, a light of peace all around me. I see with my third eye far as my eyes can see. There is only light. There is only peace. I feel a sense of rest and comfort here. As I continue to stay connected in some way to the body, but beyond the consciousness of the body. I breathe peace. I breathe light. But I breathe this, in this home of light, in this place of light, in a place of peace. And it is here that I now become aware of another presence. The presence that I am familiar with. I recognize it. It's a presence of profound peace, even deeper than the peace that I felt before. The presence of love, as if this love beckons me to itself. It is as if I'm drawn to this presence. I recognize this presence. This is my eternal parent in my home of peace, my eternal guide. I'm enveloped by the love of my eternal parent. As if I become lost in the love of having rekindled this connection with my father, my mother, my guide. I have been searching for you. But I feel I have now found you here in my home. The place that I can travel to. Whenever I choose, for as long as I choose, you are the love, the pure love, the unconditional love. Your love shows me the love that I am. I feel myself absorbed in this eternal love. My whole being is consumed by your love, by your peace. This is where I want to stay. So I see myself, my image, my perfect image, in your perfect image. Stay with me. Because I want to be with you. You heal my heart. You draw me to the deepest aspects of myself. I dive into the ocean. The ocean of your simple beauty. Your innocence, your sweetness, your unconditional love. I belong to you. And I know you belong to me. This is what I've been waiting for all my life, maybe many lives, and here I am, with a deep sense of having found you. Let's stay here for a while and absorb. This unconditional love, the peace, the stillness, the silence. Concentration becomes easy because I am absorbed, I am held. Anytime you feel you're losing your concentration, or the sense of being absorbed, come back to observing your breath. And notice again
the same calmness, the same stillness return. And direct yourself in the presence of that vibration. Notice the quality of your breath change, much softer, much slower, and this too. Makes us aware of the deeper aspects of ourselves. This too guides us in the direction of the divine. If your eyes are closed, open your eyes now. And take advantage of the possibility of a powerful exchange of vibration. Love, peace, truth, and an energy and a vibration that can be transmitted through the eyes. and can be shared
easily
and in doing so we bring those energies here in this world of so much peacelessness, distraction, sorrow and suffering, that this experience of peace and love can allow other souls to be lifted, even for seconds, from their pain and sorrow. But for that, I must make sure that I stay beyond into this space. Spirituality of eternity, of subtlety, staying connected to the energies that are beyond and behind what the eyes see, what the hands touch. Energy, the energy of the soul, the energy of our eternal guide, our parent, our teacher, God, Allah, Ishwar, whatever name it is that we might refer to. In speaking of that, being with God, being with Allah, takes only seconds less. Staying in His company, His vibration, her energy, her love, is the experience of eternity. Eternity in our minds, in our hearts, and in our lives. So that since I have no beginning and I have no end, I always exist. I exist. I exist. I exist beyond this particular physical container. Which means I live forever. There's only one companion that travels through the entire journey of time. And that's my eternal parent. The ocean of love, unconditional love, my beautiful guide, my beautiful companion. As we come back to this room again, take a deep breath. Notice what's going on for you. What's the feeling that you're left with? What's the feeling that you want to carry with you? What's the consciousness that you want to refer to again and again throughout the day? Each moment that you come back to yourself, you make that an eternal moment. Use that eternal moment to connect with the eternal parent. Use that eternal moment to notice your contribution to this moment. Be mindful that when you finish and leave this room, you don't get drawn back into your senses too quickly. See how long you can make that last. Hold that awareness that we've attempted to experience here. In a sense, the point that actually opening up to the vastness and the depth of spirituality, the vastness and the depth of your consciousness, and the consciousness of everyone else, and the moment. All the sights and sounds like telephones happen, but that's okay. They are going to happen. Om Shanti. As we leave the room, let's see how quietly we can leave it. Let's see how much you can stay at the center of your forehead and look out through the eyes and watch the world around you as observers. Thank you.